Duffy, Tavern, where the elite meet the... Esther Williams is coming tonight. Archie the Mermaid speaking. Hello, Duffy. Yep, Esther Williams herself. Well, you've seen pictures of her, ain't you? And you heard that one picture is as good as 1,000 words? Duffy, this dame is the book of the month. Well, she's going to model in a fashion show here tonight. You'd like Mrs. Duffy to be a model, too. Duffy, Mrs. Duffy ain't a model, too. She's a Model T. She has a $1 million figure, huh? Well, if she has, it's all in loose change. Well, anyway, this fashion show will be great publicity, Duffy. You know, I got a terrific slogan. Come to Duffy's, where rags are muffins if worn for raiment's sake. What does it mean? Nothing. It's just catchy, like cement mixer, putty-putty. Well, look, Duffy, I'm busy. I'll call you back. Eddie, you know this fashion show is a terrific idea. The customers can eat and drink and at the same time see the new fashion.
Miss Doctor, if I know our customers, they'd rather see the old fashion.
Eddie. You popped a corny. Look. They're going to like it, new fashion or old fashion, when they find out that Esther Williams is going to be the model.
Now, how are you going to get Esther Williams a model in a joint like this?
Because all dames love to show off clothes. Now, if Esther finds out that she's going to wear Adrian's clothes...
What's Adrian going to wear? Hey, well, what kind of dress you got picked out for her?
Oh, it's a beautiful thing, Eddie.
Yeah. What color?
Well, it's sort of wine-colored, with a burgundy sash and a champagne blouse.
What's she gonna wear for a chaser?
Eddie, with Esther, naturally, you give her a water chaser.
But, Mr. Archie, what do you know about women's fashion?
Eddie, dame's clothes is practically a business with me. Even as a little boy, I used to spend hours looking through the ladies' department of the Sears Roebuck catalog. Yeah, in fact, my mother used to read me to sleep from the camisole section. But naturally, as I grew older, I matriculated to Esquire.
Yeah, you studied fashion. Mr. Archer. Most of them pictures in Esquire don't have no clothes to study.
I know, Eddie. But this is a business you have to learn from the inside out. By the way, if we're going to get any publicity on this show tonight, I better call up the fashion magazines. What's the name of that famous one again?
Harper's Bazaar.
Yeah, that's the one. Hello? Is Harpo there? Well, I'd like to talk to somebody about a style show at Duffy's Tavern. Oh, well, let me talk to her. Hello, Mrs. Bazaar. We got a style show here at the tavern tonight. I thought maybe you'd like to know what Esther Williams will be wearing. Well, she'll have on a pair of short kid gloves and a pair of black shoes. Wait a minute, you didn't give me a chance to finish. In addition to this, a little pork pie cloche and a cotton piqued organdy with a thin silk shirtwaist. This shirtwaist is so sheer that... Now, take this down. So sheer that it looks like the silkworms just knocked it off during their lunch hour. Now, the... dress will be very tight-fitting around the peplum. And will be appliqued with shiny sequences, you know. Now, for the overcoat will naturally be very dishabille, you see. With patch pockets so delicately woven that one would not even know they had been patched. And get this. Instead of buttons, the coat will be fastened with a safety pin. You know, like they wear in them little three-cornered pants. Yes. that will make Madame look much younger. Well, tell me, would you like to run a story on it? You will if Ripley will draw the cartoon. They don't seem to be interested. Well, you got to draw a blank once in a while.
Horse.
Oh, hi, Finnegan.
Say, Arch, I hear that Esther Williams is quite a swimmer. I'd like to meet her.
Why? What do you know about swimming?
Oh, it happens I know a guy in Brooklyn who went with a mermaid for years.
Went with a mermaid? Finnegan, a mermaid is half woman and half fish.
Arch, when you live in Brooklyn, who cares? I like swimming, Arch.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. Every Sunday, me and me little 4-year-old nephew used to go to the beach. It was fun.
Was, huh?
Yeah. He used to like to bury me in the sand.
Pretty smart for a 4-year-old kid. But what about the swimming?
Well, I'm very good until I get in the water.
Oh. What happens then?
I keep swallowing water.
Well, do you breathe through your mouth?
Sure.
Well, then you shouldn't. Wait a minute. When you breathe through your mouth, is your mouth under the water?
Oh, I see your point.
Look. Didn't nobody ever learn you to swim when you was a kid?
Yeah, my father.
Well, he should have been pretty good. He was always in the tank.
Yeah, but I don't think his method was right.
Well, what did he do?
He pushed me off the dock into the East River every day for 2 weeks.
Well, a lot of kids learn to swim that way. How old were you?
2 weeks.
Water justice, huh? Well, better luck next time.
Thanks, Doc.
Say, Archie.
Yeah, Miss Duffy.
I hear you're going to have a fashion show here tonight.
And to whom does that concern?
Well, I thought you might need a model.
Well, we got Esther Williams.
When I'm around, why do you need Esther Williams?
That's right. Ain't much difference between yous. Esther looks like she was poured into a bathing suit, and you look like you was poured into a bathing suit. Only in your case, they forgot to say when. Now, look, Miss Duffy, you ain't gonna be a model here just because you was voted Miss Other End of the Davenport of 1945.
Now, listen, Archie. There are other qualifications to modeling besides good looks.
In that case, maybe you got them. What are they?
Well, posture and carriage.
Carriage. Miss Duffy, if you'll excuse the pun, in your case, there's not enough carriage and too much wagon. What are the other qualifications?
Well, in order to show off clothes, a girl must know exactly how to walk back and forth.
And this you know?
Of course.
Okay, I'll call up Adrian. Maybe he needs a picket.
What you doing there, Miss Archie?
I'm autographing a picture of myself, Eddie. Let's see. To Esther, with all the hot blood in me corpuscles. Signed, your dreamboat. How's that sound, Eddie?
She'll get the idea. Now, look.
Dreamboat.
If you'll sail into port for a minute, I'd like to ask you a question.
What?
Miss Williams is going to be your star model.
Check.
And you say there'll be other beautiful models?
Check.
Where are you going to get these beauties?
Well...
I knew that check would bounce.
Wait a minute. Where am I going to get these beauties, Eddie? The answer is right here in this little red address book.
Uh-oh, here we go again.
Just a second. This little book really sizzles, you know.
Sizzles, huh?
They banned it in Boston. I think I'll call up a couple of me old gals and tell them to come down here. Hello? Mabel? This is Archie. Archie. Remember Schützen Park and Astoria? 1929? The one-step contest? Archie. Remember the shoestring tie and the pointy lapels? With the button that says, squeeze me, baby, I ain't no lemon. That's right, Archie, sure. Look, Mabel, we need a model down here. Huh? Your feet are still sore from the one-step contest. But, Mabel, hello? That's gratitude. And I let her keep the cup, too. Well, I guess that's life.
Hello, Archie.
Well, as I swim and breathe, Esther. Well, Esther, you ain't been around a tavern here in quite a long time. Glad to have you with us.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Archie. You know, there's nothing I'd rather do than go into a dive.
That's very funny. I think I'll take it as an insult. By the way, I don't want to rush you, but did you bring that autographed picture that you promised?
Of course. But remember, you promised to give me one of your pictures, too. Have you got it?
Uh-huh.
In a bathing suit?
Uh-huh.
Well, here's mine.
Well, here's mine.
I'll take mine back.
Well, anyway, this is a swell picture of you, Esther.
Thank you.
But tell me, how do you keep them strapless bathing suits up?
Well, half by the law of gravity and...
And half by the law of California, huh? Is this the one that you wore in the Ziegfeld Follies?
Yes, it is.
Boy, how much does a bathing suit like that cost?
Well, this one cost about $100.
$100? Must be some material, huh? Let's see, that'd come to about $600 a yard. Look, kid, you know, after looking at this picture of you, I've been thinking, you know, you and me could tread beautiful water together.
Why, Archie, do you swim, too?
Honey, I am known as Archie, the aqua cat. Underwater, I'm dynamite. You and me gotta get on a 50-foot diving board sometime. I'll show you how we can do a half Nelson together.
Oh, no, Archie, you mean half gainer. A half Nelson is a wrestling hold.
You don't think I'd be that high up without holding on, do you?
Why, Archie, I didn't think you cared that much.
Well, I don't, but I gotta start somewhere. What do you think? With a little encouragement, you think you could learn to like a guy like me?
Well, maybe. If he weren't too much like you.
Esther, you know the trouble with you?
No, what?
That Hollywood. You know, you're living in a world of make-believe. Why don't you let me take you away from it?
Make believe? I have a brand new car, a swimming pool, a home in Beverly Hills, everything I want.
Then I got a better idea. Why don't you take me away?
Okay, Archie.
Oh, Esther, I would like to present the originator of the Third Avenue crawl, Miss Duffy.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Miss Duffy.
Likewise, I'm sure. Miss Williams, you work for MGM, don't you?
Yes.
Have you seen Lana Turner in The Postman Always Rings Twice?
Yes, I have.
Well, a lot of people think I look like her.
Wait a minute. For Lana Turner, The Postman Always Rings Twice, you look like he slipped you under the door.
I am not talking to you.
Good.
I'm talking to Miss Williams. Now, what do you think, Esther? Do you think that I look like Lana Turner?
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Archie?
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Esther?
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Miss Duffy?
Well, after all, They say us women are all sisters under the skin.
Well, go back under your skin and send out your sister.
Lana,
Trina,
she looked like Lana.
Oh, you go button up your lip. Well, it was a pleasure to have met up with you, Miss Williams.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Look, Esther, leave us not silly over to Dolly with the hole in her head. You know, I asked you here tonight for a reason.
Oh, Archie, please, not the same old reason.
Nope, this is a new one. You see, I'm going to have a fashion show here at Duffy's, and I'm going to need mannequins, you see. And I thought that...
Archie, you mean you're figuring on me being a model?
Well, you could suggest a better figure to figure on.
Uh-huh. Well, what will I wear in this fashion show?
Is she kidding? Well, I was sort of counting on a bathing suit.
A bathing suit here in Duffy's Tavern?
Well, it'd be something appropriate, of course. Maybe Irish linen shorts, for instance.
Yes, and maybe an Erin-go bra.
If you think it fits.
Please, Archie, I'm tired of bathing suits. Bathing suits, bathing suits. The only thing that would tempt me to model here would be a beautiful gown, especially designed for me. Maybe by Mullineaux or Schiaparelli.
Funny thing, I just ordered one of his gowns tonight.
Who, Mullineaux?
No, Shipwreck Kelly. He was supposed to have sent it over here by now. I better go and find out what's holding him up.
Probably a flagpole.
Yeah. Look, Finnegan, come here.
Yeah.
Look, don't let Esther see it, but you know, Rentner's the dress shop?
Yeah.
Well, Rentner's a friend of mine, so go over there and tell him I want to borrow the loan of one of his dresses.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Good.
Disappeared,
she's in the back room, Eddie, putting on that dress that we borrowed from Rentner's. She thinks it's a Paris gown.
When was the last time she saw Paris? Hey, now, look, when she finds out this dress is a genuine Rentner's...
Wait a minute, what's wrong with Rentner's?
Nothing, except that bargain basement of theirs is the deepest spot in town. You ain't gonna fool that girl.
Look, Eddie, I got it all covered. I'm gonna have her meet the designer, Shipwreck Kelly himself.
Who gonna be Shipwreck Kelly?
I got just the man. Hey, Finnegan, come here.
What is it, Arch?
You think you're Clifton Finnegan, don't you?
Yeah.
You're wrong. You are now Shipwreck Kelly, a French dress designer.
No kidding.
Yeah.
This will be a laugh on me mother. She thinks I'm Irish. What's the idea, Rod?
Well, see, I'm going to tell Esther that you're the guy that designed the dress that she's putting on back
uh-huh.
there. Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Well, the trouble is you don't talk French.
Oh, no. You're driving.
Well, parlez-vous français?
Oui.
Toujours le mot comme ci, comme ça?
Oui.
Voulez-vous hinky-dinky polyboo?
Oui. I bet you run out before I do.
Well, Well, Finnegan, this has been going to be a big opportunity for you. You got a chance to be stupid in two languages.
All I need is a chance, Dodge.
Good. Well, we'll try it anyway. Yeah. Here she comes now. Quiet. Well, Esther, that dress looks lovely on you. Trey lingerie, I might say.
Hey, Arch, I'm supposed to be the Frenchman.
Shut up, you jank. Esther, I got a surprise for you. Guess who just dropped in?
Who?
The designer of that dress, and I would like to present him. Shipwreck, this is Miss Williams. Miss Williams, this is Monsieur Kelly.
Oh, bonsoir, monsieur.
Oui.
Monsieur, this is the lady who will model the dress.
Ah! It is pleasure to meet you, beautiful tomato.
Archie, he doesn't sound very French.
He should have stuck to the wee. Well, no, I tell you, it's a peculiar accent. You see, Monsieur is one of the freak French.
Oui.
Tell me, Esther, what do you think of the dress?
Well, Archie, it's a little gaudy.
I thought you'd like it. It's that Paris touch, you know.
By the way, what part of Paris is Monsieur from?
Well, he was born right in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, I see. His parents wanted to keep it in the dark, huh?
Oui.
Please, leave us to ignore personalities. How do you like the dress itself?
Well, Archie, it's too tight and the zipper gets stuck.
Oh, madam, I will fix quick.
Just a minute. What is this, Minsky?
Monsieur, this is shocking. You have torn your beautiful French dress off Miss Williams, and she is now back merely to her bathing suit. What have you got to say for yourself?
Only one thing.
What?
Vive la France!